This is Real Talk, where all walks of life come together for thoughtful, constructive conversation. No arguments, no debate, just transparency. I'm John Warden, and this is Real Talk. Good morning, everybody. It's time for Real Talk. We appreciate you tuning in this morning. We hope this morning finds you wonderfully blessed. And all you parents out there getting ready to put your young people back to school, and if it's like mine and probably Catherine's, they forgot that what getting up at 6:30 in the morning is like, and boy, is a rude awakening about to happen. So, you know, 10:30 or 11, we're having to go in and shake the bed and blow up the house and get them moving because they've gotten used to having a whole lot of fun for their summer time off. But school's coming back. Today with me is Catherine Madden. She and I are going to tackle this program here ourselves and have some good fun talking about, of all things, resource officers. Officers that might be some misconceptions about what they're really their job title is and what they do. We understand the safety aspects of it, but again, it's back to school, and there's some new schools opening in the county. In fact, three of my little ones are heading to a new school called Liberty Hill out in the Lake Wylie area. And so there was some conversation this week, concerns that they didn't have all the proper, let's just say, security in place. But that's been handled, and we've been assured by that through phone calls. And that just brought up a real good topic, resource officers. Now, when I was going to school, there was always guys walking up there or walking up down the hallways, and they were keeping us straight. But making sure that everybody was behaving. Well, I think in some essence, in today's world, and it's mandated, but things are changing a little bit. But Catherine, you've got young ones getting back in school, not quite as young as my little ones, but here's my question. Are you ready for your kids to go back to school?
Yes, I am ready. I crave some normalcy in life. Routine. Summer is such a, you don't know what's going to happen every day. And it's like planning a social life for my kids and a structure for my kids all summer long. And I kind of am excited to not be off the hook, I guess is the best way to phrase it. They have structure from about 8 till 3:45 every day. And so I'm happy for that routine to come back into our lives. Now, my children will tell you, they are not ready to go back to school, but I will say they are ready to see their friends again that they have missed all summer long and having to create, if you will, play dates. I mean, mine are older that they're not necessarily play dates, but they still have to arrange. Is it okay if so-and-so comes over? Is it okay with their mom? Who's going to bring them? So I think more than anything, it's a social aspect that I think children do crave, and they're ready to go back, and they've been with their siblings all summer long, and they would like to see other faces for several hours.
Yes. And hopefully they'll bruise them like they do each other some days. So they get along like cats and dogs some days, but that's okay. But they're beautiful, and you're watching them evolve into what it is. But I think school and structure is a great way to put it. It's something that we all need, we all like. And I think moms of the world need a break. And I'll just say around our house, maybe the dogs too, because the dogs get the wrath of their, they are the play dates with the dogs, and the dogs have to run and hide some days, especially from my little Millie Grace. But all that said, the fun thing about it is when you see them getting ready, and you know, we just shared a little bit before we went on air about shopping and going out, and we won't even get into the show about the expense of all the book bags and all the fun things. But you know, it comes back down to security. You know, again, Liberty Hill, new elementary school along with Lake Wylie High School out in the Clover area, Lake Wylie area, just because of the boom of population that we're running through with this county, and it seems like it's a melting pot and everybody wants to be here, and why not? It's a great place. We love it. But the school districts have done a fabulous job trying to pull this thing together and get us all ready to go and kind of help through some permitting issues on one of the schools, but we won't get into that today. But resource officers. Now, I had somebody made a comment over the last few days because there was some concerns that they hadn't secured enough security for some of the elementaries. And, well, they just get a rent-a-cop. Well, it's not exactly what is involved, and it's mandated by law. But, you know, some of the trainings and things that has to happen with resource officers, and they're not just designed to keep, obviously, to keep the schools safe. They have a lot of more important applications in terms of what they do in the process of being on campus. And so as a mom, let's first start to the security. How do you feel about them? You like their presence? Obviously, guns in hand, protective. Unfortunately, the world we live in sometimes has pointed to unsecure places being vulnerable to attack. And I will say South Carolina and its laws and its governor, Mr. McMaster, passed some laws, you know, mandating the position of resource officers in place. But as a mom for security, how does that make you feel?
Well, I think that they're warranted more than just, like you said, okay, they're there for security purposes, but I think it's also respect of the authority. So you have teachers that more and more, I think this generation is getting less respectful of adults. And this is the law that you're interfacing with now. So there is a known and expected respect for them and what they say, the rules that they represent. And I think that that's needed in our schools more now than ever, because there are dangers that they're trying to keep them from, that kids think they're invincible. They play video games where they come back at a second life, a third life, a fourth life. We're not cats. We don't have nine lives. And so when there is a security situation where they found a weapon on campus or something like that, they have to be taken seriously. And there has to be someone present that can enforce what needs to be done and take the proper measurements to make sure that our kids are safe. So I think that they're very important on all levels of school, elementary, middle, high school, because anything can happen.
Well, it really can. Even between the middle schools and high school, I did a little bit of research. And in the York County area, they found last year and during the school year, there were 29 different separate incidents of weapons of some sort. Now, again, I didn't get into whether they were guns or knives or anything else that can cause harmful. But these were things that the students were aware were particularly banned. So in our situation, again, for the guy coming in with mass intent for destruction, we don't want to start the school year off on a bad note or concern. Obviously, these resource officers are, and the security measures in the schools are in place. You can see them. I visit a lot of them, and I've been in and out again for permitting issues and different type of work ethics. But you see the place in place. But more than not, it's the day-to-day interaction between students and the resource officer that is a higher pillar of authority from actually police. Which brings me to a point that most people, and we'll get into what is the requirement of resource officers. And I want to put parents and people alike more at ease. These aren't just guys that they find is works for a security company and does this. And it's just, well, here's a guy that can just walk around and just, you know, like I say, the proverbial mall cop. They're far from that. In South Carolina, what is required, they are all to be a resource officer. You have to be a trained professional in the police antics and ways of a police officer. You have to be. Most of the time, they are trained first as police officers through academies and the different things, and then they're put in a position to where to protect one of our, well, arguably our most vital asset is our young people. And that is the thing that they're in a position to take care of. But it's a day-to-day interaction. I mean, they do back up. And it's not just for the kids. It's also for the teaching, for the teachers, for the assembly, for the administration. So there's a situation where when they come in, they're this force, as you stated, that puts us in a position to, we can know that all things and all activities inside the walls of the school are protected and have a higher power, if you will, of protection. But let's talk a little bit about requirements. I did a little research, and it's, you know, we can talk about their duties, and that's one of the things we can do. First of all, is protect a campus. Okay, we know that. Manage crisis. Now, that's emergency response that can be, you know, they actually come in and train the faculty and the staff on evacuation plans, not just from a fire, from fire or police, but for should there be an intruder on campus, there's procedures and places that are put in place. You know, prevent violence. You know, there's nothing wrong. Violence in and of itself, unfortunately, will happen. But the presence of an authority kind of dictates that. Education and mentoring. One of the things that they do, and we're going to get into this a little bit later, is teaching and honestly designed to build trust. They become a friend to the young people. You've got 400 or 500 young people in a school, whether it be high school, middle school. You got one resource officer. And I think the statistics say that you have to have one per 500 students. Or 500 assembled. And so, and again, I wanted to know that for my own, to as part of this program, to be informative and be helpful. But they're also there to make friends. You know, it's nothing like a young person see something, say something kind of thing, where they can walk up and point it out and say, well, this one has some paraphernalia or drug paraphernalia or whatever it may be that doesn't need to be there.
Yeah, I think that what you're saying, though, with the building trust is a whole different direction that I think we often forget about, that it's building the trust, and it's building the trust of not just that individual, but also trusting police. And I think in this, a lot of families, particularly in public schools, some of the children come from families that maybe they have untrusted police and people in the legal world because of things that have happened in their past. Maybe a family member has gotten in trouble, has gone to jail, or there's been any type of criminal activity. And so they just have a built-in distrust. So bringing somebody into an environment that is a level playing field and they earn their trust and they find out they're human like me, they're a good person, they care about me, and they're here to do good things, brings them into a whole different light for the student or in child. So I think that's important in the lives of a lot of kids, not just that they're protecting them, but they're actually changing their views on how police officers are as an entity.
Well, you know, I think that's kind of what I was leading to in terms of that. It gives the opportunity for law enforcement at a young age to not be seen as the bad guy at the door. Okay, so in anyone's life, it's traumatic when a young person or an older and anyone has to be involved with, you know, those type of services. If things happen, when you need them, you need them. When a fire starts, you want the firemen to come. If there's an altercation or some protection needing and you feel threatened, you want the police to come. And so with that, it is embedding in these young people that what you see in them is not the necessity of these are bad people that are come to hurt you and harm you. As you know, there's been situations where, again, the atmosphere surrounding that, and it bleeds over. It bleeds over from homes and in places that gives a bad stigma. Well, this gives the opportunity also to create the police idea or the entity that it is, like you stated, that they can get a whole different mindset. These are good people that are here to love us and protect us, and that's really what it's over. And in the elementary and even the middle and high school, it's a situation. Yes, they're there for enforcement, but they're also there to bridge a gap. You know what I mean? To change the atmosphere surrounding that. But some of the things that, you know, they're there to support the students. You know, I know several resource officers, you and I both do, and I've worked with them. In fact, one I'm going to be involved in marrying one coming up, and he's a resource officer that was with York County for a while. And you talk with him, and one of the things he loves the most is the interaction with the young people. Mm-hmm. He gets to be able to see them and he finds that they're beginning to come up to him with concerns or ask questions. They see him there as a pillar of strength, which is what you want. When you lose authority in general. And it really doesn't matter about home atmospheres. That's a subject for another day. When authority is not in place and people lose the thought for and the ability to recognize authority and abide by the rules at hand, unfortunately, that could possibly, not speaking it into one's lives, put them in a position to where at a later date in life, they just disrespect it completely. So therefore, they live a life that's according with whatever they feel like they want to do and can get away with and not get caught. When you see the resource officers, the police officers in the communities, and especially around schools, they're there just to teach them a different mindset, to understand authority and teach them that authority is a powerful thing from a community thing, not just a home. And so those are things that I see it as. But And again, I'm very proud of the state and what is required is that there is one required. I was reading some of the laws, and I'm going to get into that. We'll get back some of the core training. One of the things, before we get into that, let's talk about counseling. These guys are great at counseling and conflict. They're trained in that. They have to go to school and sit in on classes and get in real-life situations, and they have to mediate and to disrupt or to minimize heated arguments, growing, whatever it may be, gang activity in schools, if you get into the older. There's been a lot of that has begun to grow in locality, in the Charlotte area and all this. And so, and that is becoming, and that bleeds over to the outer elements, which is what Rock Hill and the surrounding area is. York County is one county over from Mecklenburg. And so it is more and more important to put your trust in these folks and to speak kindness into them. And as parents out there, I would encourage you to speak into your children to trust and get to know your resource officer, your local police officer. You know, it really boils over to not just the resource, because we're talking about back to school, but you see someone eating, go say a kind word. These are people you want to know, and they're real people. They go home, they have wives and families, they live in this community. And so it's a tough job that's taken a lot of heat here lately from media, mainly, in terms of that. In all aspects, there's bad apples. We've all run into that in every pause of life. But your thought on what is their most important and valuable asset? Well, to me, it's how they influence my young sons coming into school. Yes, the protection is there. We want that. But I also want them to see them as a place of authority and another person they could come to, because it really does take a community to raise these troopers that we're bringing up in these days. So, but in terms of core training, it's a triad concept is what they do. And you can look all this stuff up online. You have to have an academy certification, and you have to have continual education. They don't just teach them and then they forget about them. They're requiring them to come in periodically and do special considerations, special trainings that they do. So, you know, drug recognition, crisis management, again, engaging in the students and all those things. But basic requirements, again, is a police certification. If you look at some of the notes we made here and the employment, you have to be, it has to be underneath the direct authority of a local police officer. Now, in our instance out here, and I'm going to turn this over to you, I'm talking way too much, but I'm turning. In our situation out here, for instance, the small school that we're talking about at Liberty Hill, beautiful campus. We rode around it this weekend just to get a what it was like. Very isolated. So it's not like it's sitting in close proximity to any virtual police station. Now, we have a certain number of York County police officers running around. So the security is going to be a major factor. In fact, that was a big trend on Facebook over the last few days, that there was rumors that they hadn't secured that. We've cleared that up. Yes, they have. And that has been handled with a combination of several agencies. But again, back to the security, we are what we are. But I'm so glad to know that the administration's here lately, the school district and the county and the city and all, they have gotten a lot of grief. But one thing we can tell you, they're looking after our young people. Have you or do you know your resource officer? That's a question I have at your school.
They change sometimes year to year, so I'm not sure if the current ones are still there. But if last year's, then yes, I have met them.
And the reason why I ask that, because that's a point I want to make. I want to go straight to them, and I want to know them and say, this is my son's, and I want to, as a point of reference, to say, if you see these boys act up in any way, I need you to get on them and be daddy for a minute if you have to. But
well, at our school, I don't know if they do this at all elementary and middle. High school is a different world. But I know at our middle school for my sons, they actually have the resource officer there at drop-off. And they are standing outside, just hanging out there, directing traffic, but they're standing there. So they're in sight, and we can, there's a visual representation from the start of the day. And I actually like that because it's greeting them with a, hey, we mean business. But
show of force. Yeah.
I think we sometimes forget that they are still building relationships with our kids. I go back to all the prom pledges that we do with my work. And we go into the schools and we talk to them in the springtime. You've been a part, you know, and we talk to them about making good decisions. The resource officers, a lot of the time, are very involved and they want to be involved because they already have that relationship. I watch when those resource officers get up there to speak. The kids are excited. They're just into the conversation. They're intrigued. They're all in, and they like their resource officers. And I think that all goes back to them building the trust. And I think it also goes back to not just, hey, I'm a person of authority, but I'm somebody that you like and care about. So when you think to make a bad decision or getting ready to do something, you stop and say, I'm going to disappoint this person. And I think that's a huge factor people forget about. People do not like to disappoint people they care about. And I've heard time and time again, if you work for an employer that you have a relationship with, not a professional level, but you care about them and you have a respect for them, that you're like more likely to stay than somebody you don't. You don't have that relationship, built that trust with them. I think it goes the same with a resource officer. You're not going to want to do stuff that's going to damage that relationship and make them think poorly of you. So if they are building that relationship with all the students, they're like, man, he's cool. I don't want him to be upset with me or think I'm a bad person. So no, I'm going to not skip school today. I'm not going to kick this kid in the leg because he made me mad. I'm going to pause and think about it. I think that's one more thing that we can kind of add onto the many other things to try to help our kids make good decisions in a positive way.
Well, in a world of mental health issues that are becoming more and more aware, more and more agencies are popping up, and that's something over the next few weeks we're going to be talking about and getting into with programs. We've discussed that. But, you know, one of the things and one of the trainings, and I have to go back to training because they're prepared for, is to see instability. If they see children upset, if they see young men or women, whatever the situation, they're going to address it. They're going to come over and say, hey, you okay? As any acting adult you would think to be. The teachers got to have their hands full. It's another set of eyes from a distance to walk in a room, checking the atmosphere, making sure that things are handled in a proper manner. And to me, it's not just the security, it's also the mental security. It's the emotional security. And so the last thing you want, especially in the middle schools when things are transitioning from children into young adults. And there's so many hormonal and emotional aspects. Anything that seeds and speaks to security and also someone they can lean on. And we talked a little bit briefly off air about other things, about familiarity. And we love to see that every day when you pull up, and it's the same thing when I was dropping off last year at the other previous elementary school, the resource officer was there. Sometimes the car's parked in the middle of the road just to let everybody know, we're here. Slow down. It's a school. But yet the officer is literally out there. They're opening up the cars. We drop off. And so it's not a school bus thing. But they're out there walking around. And they're making their presence and speaking to all the kids and smiling at them and investing in them. And so education process is a beautiful thing, but what you invest in. And as an early age, I'm certainly an advocate for anything that speaks to positivity, that speaks to let your yeses be yeses and being under control. And I've said it many times on this program that self-control is not something you're born with. Is something you acquire. And so we need all types of avenues of authority in our place, whether it be principals and vice principals. You know, back in the day, the last thing you ever wanted to go see was the principal. I would love to think resource officers, teachers, principals, whatever they are in authority, schools, churches, ministries, any place out, if you see a child inevitably doing something harmful, wrap your arms around them, love on them a little bit. And I see that a lot from the resource officers. They're trained in that. But I also think it takes a special embodiment of who they are as a person. Mm-hmm. Where are they staying?
I agree. I think the word love is, I think, huge. And I think you hit the nail on the head with that, that there are so many children that don't get that love at home. And yes. That makes my heart very sad to say. And finding somebody that takes interest in them and cares about them is means the world to them. And somebody that's in a good position, a good influence doing that versus somebody that they're driven to that is a bad influence that's taking interest in them and drives them down the wrong road. So I think we start off early. And unfortunately, I think a lot of times we get caught up in the mojo and think, I'm a teacher, I need to teach. And you do. But sometimes the bigger lesson is not what's in that textbook. Maybe it's what's in your heart, what's on the inside, that's what that child needs to be taught. And I think individually, every child is different. And I think a good teacher, a good resource officer, a good principal, a good school nurse, a good librarian, they are able to see that and maybe change a little bit how they handle a situation and build that trust in that way.
They really are resources. It's an additive resource. But, you know, I've learned along work through ministry and teaching and obviously have a few children of my own. And I found out something with young people that you can't fool them as to whether or not you love them. You can preach to them. You can squeal at them. You can do the things. But if they know you love them, you can mold them. And molding is a key issue with me because that's all part of what all of us are do. And it's not just those we call our own as a community, as a standard, as a people that love the community, love the schools, support the schools, the teachers and all the activities that go on in school. Be a part. Go in and make sure that the atmosphere is good for all children. Resource officers are a big part of that. They really are. They love on the kids and they do this, but they also love on the faculty and the staff. Mm-hmm. And so we're there as a protection, but they're also helping train our kids.
I think the word train there, back to what you were saying on the training that they have to do. I don't want to say shocked, but surprised to hear all of the requirements that are needed. However, that makes me happy because think about any other position in a school. You have a school nurse. She's got to be a nurse. You have a principal has to have certain level qualifications so long in the teaching industry. Teachers, they have to have a teaching degree. I mean,
everybody
has to be qualified for the position that they take. They're not just somebody, they're like, hey, you look cool, come teach a class today. No, they actually have to be qualifications, and then they have to do the continued education to make sure they're up to date on everything. Nurses have to do that. I mean, even in your industry, electricians have to do that. There's
continual education every day.
And I think that's important because things change in every walk of life. Things change that's the one thing we can count on in the world, change. So know what's going on. Know these officers need to know what are kids trending doing wrong and what do they need to be on the lookout for, and making parents aware because we don't know everything. That's another thing. We always want to think the best of our kids, and these people may see the good and the bad, and there's some truth to what they're experiencing.
So if you're pulling up to a line this school season and you're all those wonderful teachers and administrators that are outside opening up the doors and that resource officer is out there, maybe a cup of coffee or a hot chocolate is in order every once in a while.
Or at least a thank you for doing what you do.
And a thank you. The show is Real Talk. Catherine Madden with me this morning. I hope you guys are having a wonderful morning. Now, get your own hot chocolate and get your own choice of coffee and enjoy the rest of your day. Good morning, everybody. Talk is sponsored by Champion Services Incorporated, your local remodel and restoration company, and the Red Door Church, a ministry that loves this community. If you're interested in sponsorship or you have a story you want to share or want to be a part of this program, contact us at reachus.realtalkradio@gmail.com.